Well, it's our legislative report today featuring Mike McGurl. He's the state representative from the city of Potosi, and Mike represents a good portion of Washington County and a nice chunk of Jefferson County. And let's first talk about a couple of weeks ago, Mike, the House passed their version of the state budget for the upcoming fiscal year. What's your thoughts? How does it look in your mind?
Overall, you know, we projected spending is right at $29.5 billion. In the budget, we did fund the school formula. In addition, we added $61 million to it. Also, since there had been money taken out of transportation, we did put back $5 million in the school transportation. Plus, we funded some other programs, work-related incentives in the budget, since job growth is a pretty important issue, not only with the legislators, but with the governor. So there is some money in there for some work, kind of like work-study programs that will help students to be able to, you know, hopefully get gainful employment if, you know, they choose not to go to college and want to have a skilled trade.
Do you think the Senate will agree with the House, or will they send it back with a bunch of changes?
Well, you know, probably reality. I'm new, but from the experience of talking to people, I'm sure they will probably make some changes. You know, they may. Hopefully, they're not, you know, drastic changes. I know that there was one issue that the budget director in the Senate, he still was favoring the governor's program for borrowing the $350 million for infrastructure, roads and bridges. And of course, our budget director put in from general revenue $100 million to help fund this without borrowing the money. So, you know, if they don't take that borrowing of the bonds, issuing the bonds for the infrastructure improvements, then yeah, it'll have to be reconciled. But that's the biggest difference right now. I believe, but talking to some of the individuals over in the Senate, they will be taking up the budget probably this coming week, since it has to be prepared by May 10th.
And you wanted to let us know about a bill the House passed yesterday regarding Missouri municipalities.
They passed a bill, and what it is to do is to make municipalities accountable. They stress that the municipalities provide on website transparency, is what I was. They would put their revenues and their expenses on this DOR website, so that, like, if I wanted to look at the city of Potosi or the city of DeSoto, or, you know, Hillsborough, or you wanted look at the city of Farmington, you could go in there and you would be able to see what they took in and how that money was spent. So it's to make it available to the taxpayers how their dollars are being spent. Now, we did have a little, you know, some of the smaller villages, you know, it may be a little difficult for them. Now, this bill came out of the local government committee that I serve on, and we really, we didn't get it amended to do that, but we kind of wanted some of the smaller municipalities that just got, you know, less than a couple hundred people, but they are incorporated as a village, they still have to comply with this. And some of these villages aren't has technology available in order to do this, so it could put a little stress on some of those individual communities.
That still has to go through the Senate?
Yes, that still has to go. Any of these bills will still have to go through the Senate for their approval, and then if there's no changes in them, then of course they go to the governor. But if there is changes, they have to come back to a House Senate committee and reconcile the differences.
Now, House Bill 352 is in regards to incarcerated offenders 65 years or older. Tell me about this new bill.
Well, the idea was, from the sponsor, was that several years ago, when individuals were committed a crime and they were incarcerated with a 50-year minimum sentence, that has now changed to a minimum of 30 on the present law, and that was changed in the 80s to the 30-year minimum. But the purpose of it to do was to take and give those individuals an opportunity, even though they were sentenced to 50 years minimum, they wanted to give them an opportunity to be able to go to the parole board and have a hearing. Well, you know, there was several opposition to this, because at the time of the crime, that was the penalty. And so now they want to change that. And anyway, you know, one of our members is former chief of police. You know, he adamantly was against it, because the crime victims at the time were basically guaranteed that this individual will be in the institution for 50 years. and then before they'll have to go to any type of parole board hearing or anything. Now what this will do, it will expedite that to after 30 years. If these individuals that were sentenced 50 years there now at 30 years, they will have the opportunity to request a parole board hearing. And so now the individuals, these victims that were impacted by this crime, will now have to go to the parole board and contest, you know, issuing a parole to any individual that they feel that still should be incarcerated.
Final question for you, Representative McGurl. I understand our new industrial hemp pilot program could already be expanding soon, making Missouri a little bit more competitive in the hemp industry.
Yes, Representative Sanchez has sponsored a bill that will take and expand the acreage in Missouri, because at the present time, you know, it's very limited, and we're not competitive, because this is dealing mainly down in the southeast area of Missouri, and so consequently there's a lot of people that are going over to the Kentucky side, which they are allowed to have more acreage in order to grow the hemp. And this is industrial hemp too. So what this will do, it will make the Missouri side make us more competitive with some of our neighbors on growing it, and will expand the number of acres that can be under cultivation.
Representative McGurl, always appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
And that's Representative Mike McGurl from Potosi. It's our legislative report on Regional Radio.